I'm just going to get started this morning. I may take you to a few places. And then again, I just want you to hear what thus saith the Lord. I have a very simple message for you, but how can you say it's simple when it comes from the Lord and it's full of the Word? So I just want to talk to you today about today's manna.
You don't know what God is planning. And we're living in an hour where it's so uncertain. And if you watch the news, I'm just telling you, you know it. If you watch the news every day in this culture and you see the news, it will rob you of your peace if you let it. I mean, it will take your joy. It'll take your peace. You'll feel like it's just a losing situation. And God can use anyone to do anything. Even in America, not just the church, but anywhere, at any time, with anyone. It does not depend on your education, your social status, your family, or anything else, or how much money you have in your pocket. God just knows. And so I just want to say this. See, if we allow him to steal our peace and rob us of our joy, then what will the devil, if you allow him one inch, he'll take everything. And you know what? He always has a replacement. You know what the replacement is. It's fear. He will put fear in your heart. This is going down. That's not going to work. Oh, yeah, well, God was good to you over there, but not this time. This time's different. Okay, this situation's different. So this isn't going to pan out for you. Well, you just really have to stay focused. And in looking at our nation, America's not in a good spot. America's just not really doing very well right now with inflation, gas, and illegal immigrants, and, you know, the whole thing. And then, you know what's even stranger and weirder, if I can use that word, and a little and much, much concerning to all of us Americans, is that it seems that no one is in charge and no one really knows what's going on. So, I you know, we're all in the same boat. We're like, who's in charge? What's going on? And these news reporters will go out into the streets and ask, just common American Joe, what do you think? He's like, I don't know. You ask good doctor, who knows? They won't let us treat with the right medicine in the hospital. So it's just crazy. So I thought this week, okay, instead of telling you what I think is coming, prophets all over right now, and thank you, Jesus, have raised up since Supreme Court made a few good decisions, and now we're starting to see some dominoes fall and some things revealed. And so we're all excited and jazzed about that. But then again, you look at all that happening and you say, well, yeah, but who's in charge? And no one really knows what's going on. So I thought, instead of just jumping on this bandwagon that God's going to do this and God's going to do that and God's going to, I just tell you what he's doing right now. What's happening with us right now? What does the word say is ours right now? You want to know that? Most of you know that. You can look in your Bible and find that. So I just want to take these next few minutes and just tell you what we have. Kathy, I didn't give you scriptures because there's just too much and not sure where this will end up. But we do have history with God. We have history with him. And then he put in the Bible stories for us. Not just parables, but I mean real stories like the people of Israel. And he said, I just told you about them for your example. So you would have some examples to live by and you can see. And Israel, listen, we think we're in a bad spot. We think America's in a dark place. Well, Israel, they were really up a creek without that proverbial paddle. I mean, they were there, and they were in the wilderness. And they came to the Red Sea before they were aware of God's miracle to open the sea. They didn't have a clue. They were looking at this water, Pharaoh behind them, mountains on both sides, before they knew about the miracle. What a deal. So they had already begun to receive fresh manna. So that was a great miracle. I mean, literal food falling from heaven. Literal bread. Manna, like little wafers. And they could fix it in all kinds of different ways. And they would make cakes and pancakes and whatever they did in those days. And manna means, what is it? What is it? They weren't even sure what it was when it started to fall. But it was bread sent from heaven for them. And they, listen to this, they received it 6 days a week. And then the Bible says, because of the old law, it says now on Friday, you need to collect a double portion of that bread. When you go out there, collect twice as much, because you all can't do anything on the Sabbath. You can't cook. You can't gather. So just get plenty, but don't eat yesterday's. Just every day, eat that amount for that day. On the sixth day, get a double portion, eat all that up, and then start again on the first day of the week. So on Sunday, you start gathering again for every day. But it wasn't very long after they began to get this manna from heaven. Well, probably a few years. They would gather and eat it, and boy, were they happy to have it. They were happy to have water. And they came to dry watering holes. And they came to poisonous watering holes or bitter water before they knew that God would sweeten the water. They came to no water for their cows and their children and their families. They came to no water before they came to the miracle water. I mean, great pools of water in the desert. So there again, he's got all these miracles. He can do anything he wants at any time with anyone in any situation. Amen? So don't get all worked up if you're here before you see the miracle. You just have to grab a hold of this word I'm bringing you this morning. But they begin to complain after a while, because you know what? Listen, they grew familiar. They grew familiar with that sweet miracle from heaven. It just became ordinary. It happened so often, it was just plain old Plano. Didn't really matter too much. And then, probably the ladies, I'd say. I mean, who knows? Men gossip too. But somebody said, "Whoo! I remember those onions we had back there in Egypt. Oh, man, I love that garlic we got to cook with." And they started talking about the garlic and the onions back there. See, back there, back there. And if the devil can get our minds back there, or up into tomorrow, anywhere but right now, here today. And that's where he took them, and they began to complain. And Moses said, "You guys need to knock that off, because God is not happy with your complaining." Well, that's a whole nother story. But they begin to complain. And just, I'll just move on to this. Just as they received daily manna from heaven, so do you and I, every single day, we receive a daily portion. And you cannot let that lay there and rot. You've got to get it for that day. We get it 7 days a week. They only got it for 6 days. But you and I get it for 7 days, every single day. We didn't have to gather more yesterday. We didn't have to read our Bibles double. We didn't have to pray double. He said, "You just go on. You've got daily benefits I'm blessing you with." And then sometimes we look at these blessings that I'm telling you about. Yeah, we got manna every day, and somebody's saying, "What is it?" Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's manna. It's from heaven. He sent it to us. It's ours. Well, how do we gather it? Well, I'm glad you asked. How do we gather it? First, we just have to know it's ours. That's all. First, we have to acknowledge that, man, we have blessings. We have stuff going on. I saw where Dad posted your swimming awards. You guys worked hard for that. And look how they awarded you with that. And with that, you have daily blessings. These teenagers, our children, our babies, everybody has a daily portion. Everybody's got a daily portion of manna. And don't you think for 1 minute you don't, and whatever you're going through, you'll have enough to suffice you for that hour and that day. So first of all, you've got to know you have it. And then secondly, acknowledge your blessings. Acknowledge them. Lord, I thank you that I got up this morning and I had a place to go. Lord, I'm thankful that I have a beautiful home. I'm thankful I have a car that runs. And if you don't, you can have one. Ask him for it. Don't go bumming around. Ask him for a car that will run and a car that is pretty and a car that has good tires and pretty wheels. And air conditioner. Ask for AC. Come on. So ask. But acknowledge. First, know that every day we have manna just like the people of Israel. Different. Ours isn't bread. We have different needs today. My goodness, we need healing, deliverance, and freedom, and you name it, it's needed today. But he said, it's yours. It is yours. It belongs to you. So how do we acknowledge the blessings? We thank him for them. I have a little blue book at home in my secret place. And it's right there by my Bible, my devotionals. It's at my prayer chair. And it's just a book of gratefulness. Just a thankful book. That's all I write in it. I don't write prayer requests. I don't write anything else. All I say is, Lord, I am thankful for this. Last week, I just thanked him for the awesome cup of coffee I was having that morning. That was it, Teddy. That was all. If you read it, you would see in there, Pastor, I'm so thankful for the sweet people you put at Landmark. God, I'm so thankful. You know my feet hurt and I have a hard time finding a shoe to wear. But Lord, I'm thankful for that pair of shoes I found the other day. Lord, I'm so thankful that you moved on sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so's heart. And they gave a major offering to help us, Lord. No one knew what we were going through, but there it was. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my car. Thank you for my house. Sometimes I just have to say, I probably have a whole page on those grandkids. But you know how that is, Cindy. You just cover the page with them. You'll get it one of these days, Michael. You just get it. But get you a thankful book. And just thank him. What are we doing, Glenda? We're just acknowledging that we know that he has blessed us. So, Matthew 6, Jesus said, pray like this. In Matthew 6, he said, do this, Jesus said, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, say it with me, hallowed be thy name. Let's do it in the King James way. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Our what? Daily. How often? But see, he told us to ask for it. He said, now it's yours, but ask. Be like this. Our Father, give us when? This day. Today. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, on that day, you just may need simple peace of mind. $1 million wouldn't help you out one bit. You just need peace of mind in that weird marriage you're in. Or that strange kid going off to jail. Whatever it is. Maybe you just need peace of mind in the place you're in. But he said, ask for that. Get your daily manna. And it'll nourish you. It'll fill you up. It'll bring you peace. Just get that. Now, you say, how do we get it? Well, read the word. The best way I know to find out what your benefits are right here. See, if you hadn't read, and I hadn't read Matthew 6, we wouldn't know that we have daily bread. And if we had read the Psalms, we may not have found out. Psalm 68:19, bless the Lord, you know it. Bless the Lord who loads us with what? Daily benefits. Now, when you go for a job interview, some of you that have great jobs, you are loaded on that job with benefits. Man, you love your insurance. You love your benefits. And if you're looking for a job, you might ask, well, what are the benefits? And I'm telling you, when God's word uses a word like loads you, load, L-O-A-D, that means a lot. He will load you with daily benefits. See, he's saying every single day, just like the children of Israel. There isn't a lot of difference there. I think, Kathy, go ahead and put up Lamentations 3:22-24. Say, what good could come out of Lamentations? Well, a lot of tears, a lot of sadness, a lot of grief. But I want you to see this, Lamentations chapter 3. This is only through the Lord's mercies. Look at this. This is one of my favorite. 3:22, you got it? Through the Lord's mercies, we're not consumed. So let CNN, Fox, MSNBC, let them all yell and scream. But it says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, period. Somebody just say, period. I am not consumed. Because, look at this, his compassions, they fail not, and they're never going to fail, ever. They are, what's that word? I love that three-letter word. They are new every morning. Every morning when you wake up, you have new mercies. You have new grace. You have new benefits. As your day goes, there goes your strength. When Kelly came in on Wednesday night to pick up anointing oil, he didn't plan to stay. He just wanted anointing oil to go pray over his mama. But he stayed with us, and he said the peace of God came on him. What was that? As his day went, it was a bad day for them. They were on vacation. And his mother fell and never got to return home. But as his day went, he had grace for that day. Why? Because God's mercies are new every single morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Okay, so we have hope in him. So there's our hope. And our portion, says my soul. That's where my hope is. Our hope is in what I'm giving you today. We used to sing an old song growing up. You probably remember it. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. Oh, we don't have to plead. We get showered with blessings simply because his word says. So though we're given fresh manna daily, you know it's true, folks. Just like those people of Israel, we start to complain and we start to murmur at times. We're serving the Lord. We are some of the most blessed people. And yet we'll look back to the good old days Woo, I remember those Sunday night services. I remember the revivals of the past. We've all done it. I love to remember those. I love to talk about the great preachers. Now, that's fine. We need to learn from them. Let's learn from them. Let's study them. But you can't look back on anything. My brother had Linda had a 10-acre, little 10-acre ranch out in the country with cows and Black Angus and beautiful ranch. Well, he broke his hips and had a horrible accident in the fog, and things didn't go so well, so he couldn't keep it up anymore, so he had to move to town. And he has spent years looking back and remembering and looking back and remembering. And he's in a bad place in his health. He's in a bad place in his body. And the worst thing you can do is when you're sick or you're depressed or you're in a bad place, the worst thing you can do is look back the way it used to be. Forget about that. You're not there anymore. You'll forget. See, even if you could go back, you would probably be totally disappointed with what you saw. When you got back to those leeks and garlic, you'd say, is this all there was? So we can't do that, church. We've got to go on. We just can't look back to yesterday. When you start doing that, you lose your joy. You lose your peace. You become dissatisfied. I know pastors. Pastors, remember, listen, I remember when this church was filled. I remember. Man, I could get so discouraged with this. Say, look at all these empty seats and just get mad at everybody. I know one pastor in Texas, he just started cussing and swearing. He got so mad his people didn't come back on Sunday nights, he just cussed at them. Just started living like the devil. He acted like the devil. He may as well go ahead. But you know what? What good is it? No, that's yesterday. Today's the day. Today, if my people will hear my voice. Man, I could care less of what it used to be before COVID. I want it after COVID. I want to see what God's going to do. I am not discouraged. I want to know what he's doing now. This is a good day. New folks, God is saying I'm doing a new thing. Before he fills every chair, I'm aware that his miracles are coming. Before he does anything, I'm aware that his blessings and his miracle power is still for us today. We were in Nashville recording, and we've had him here before, Ronnie Hansen. He gave his testimony. Ronnie Hansen wrote probably one of the most powerful and popular songs of our time in Southern gospel music, and it was called Lighthouse. Everybody sung Lighthouse. Even Elvis Presley recorded Lighthouse. Well, Ronnie got rich on it. He sung with the Hansen family in the 70s and 80s, and I mean, they were like way up here in gospel music. They were on the cover of every gospel magazine there was. And so they got so successful. Ronnie will tell you himself, he began to play around. And he played. And he lost his soul. And he backslid, and he went out in the world, and he did anything he wanted to do. And he then wrote another song that was powerful. He's sitting there in the studio that day, and I said, Ronnie, tell me something. How did you write that song? Now, he was saved and, I mean, blood, but doing so good when he wrote Lighthouse. But how in the world did you just turn this song out and you're backslidden? I mean, everybody knew it. He wasn't, you know, he was living with a woman then. And I said, how'd you do that? I mean, why aren't you afraid? Don't you fear God? And he said, oh, Sister Paulette, you know, he talks with that really low. He's a bass singer in the group. He said, Sister Paulette, I just rely on yesterday's blessing. I rely on yesterday's inspiration. And I said, Ron, that's not going to last long. Yesterday's inspiration is gone. I'm going to tell you, it almost destroyed his life until he got as low as he could go. He couldn't go anywhere else but look up. And when he did, he came back to the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, can I just say this to you folks? Listen, I don't care who you are, what you're doing. We, as the people of God, we don't ever, ever, ever have to look back. We never have to look back. Because of all of these benefits we have been given, we don't ever have to look back again. Never, never. You don't have to look back to the way that marriage was, and I should have done this, and I should have done that, and if I had, if I'd still been married, or maybe blah, 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 or maybe I wouldn't have lost my business if I'd only stop it. Leave it alone. You don't have to look back. You've got new benefits. All right, let me tell you another piece of manna you have. Proverbs 18:10. Listen to this. You've got this so powerful. The name of the Lord. Somebody say amen. The name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. And the righteous run into it. And they're safe. The umpire, the Holy Spirit, calls you safe when you run in to the name of the Lord. All you have to do to get that piece of manna is use your mind. Read the word. Believe the word. Grab it by faith. Use your mind and think. When you're in a bad place, just a couple of weeks ago, I remember laying there in my bed at night concerned about something. And you know what? I thought, Lord, I'm just going to run into you and I'll be safe. And I just ran right into him. Just got right in there. That's why you're safe, Joellen. 90 years old, went through cancer, radiation for days on end. Look at her sitting here today doing great. Why? She ran into the strong tower. All right, Kathy, do please put up Psalm 61, 2 through 4. I'm finishing up here, folks. Psalm 61, 2 through 4. I hope that didn't make you feel good when I said I'm about done. It could have. All right, Psalm 61, 2 through 4. For the end of the earth, David speaking, because he had been hiding in a cave. And from the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock. The rock is Christ Jesus, one of our benefits. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you, Lord, you've been a shelter to me. A strong tower from who? From the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. The tabernacle is him. You are his, he is yours. So we abide in each other. Now, how does that happen? Nobody knows. That's supernatural. But Jesus said, he dwells in us, and we dwell in him. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. My goodness. We have a major fortress, church. We have a major fortress. We have a refuge. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Every one of us have a different fowler. Maybe yours is in your spirit of your mind. We've all got different fowlers, but he said he'll deliver you from that. Now, we could just go ahead. You could just go all the way through Psalms 91. We'd be here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's just so awesome. It's so full. Read Psalms 91. I mean, it's benefit after benefit after benefit. It's like your benefit package is Psalms 91. And then Psalms 118, 24 says, this is the day. Somebody say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the reason we will rejoice is because he's going to give us more than enough for that day. Now, I'm just going to read this little piece to you, and I want you to listen. I wish I would have had you type this out, Kathy, but will you listen to me a minute? I want to read this to you. Psychologists attribute certain abnormal mental conditions to an unconscious desire to escape the responsibilities of adult life by returning. See, everybody wants to return. By returning to the quiet and security of a prenatal state. That was just kind of amazing to me. Let me read it again. Psychologists attribute certain abnormal mental conditions to an unconscious desire to escape the responsibilities of adult life by returning to the quiet security of the prenatal state, trying to recapture some better time by going back means you want a safer, more familiar spot. For some reason, we just love things familiar. We'd rather do that than not know what's going on, and I think that's pretty common. It goes on to say, where we could just sit down in peace and dream of the armies that were defeated and battles that were won. So, church, all I'm saying is just remember to acknowledge your daily manna. Okay, I'll just leave it with that. Just remember to acknowledge it because, and know this, his blessings are what? New every single morning. I mean, every morning. He's not going to leave out Wednesday. You need it the worst. He's not going to, well, I'll be back Friday. No, every single day, every morning. Manna is your everyday provision. Provision for that day. Now, Kathy, go ahead and put up this. And I will close with this. Is this three? Third closing? Deuteronomy 33:25. Your sandals, whose sandals? Yours. Will be iron and bronze. Sometimes you say, well, I don't know where I got the strength to do what I do. How did I go through that? Alice, you're wondering how? What? How did I get through that all this time? Oh, I'll tell you how. Because he shod your feet with his peace. Those shoes of peace. Your sandals were made of iron and bronze. That's how. Niles, iron, and bronze. That's your shoes. He said, that's the kind of shoes I put on you, my sweet people. As your days, so shall your strength be. I'll just give you strength for every day. So, folks, knowing these things will keep us in uncertain times. And that's right where we were. But you be encouraged because you are loaded daily with benefits. Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet with me. And let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, I'm glad your mercies are new every morning because, Lord, we sure need them. We need them in this crazy world. I don't know what my brothers and sisters are going through, but, Lord, you do. You know. Somebody's here wondering this morning, what in the world am I going to do? No. You ask Jesus. If you were me, what would you do? And I promise you, he'll send the Holy Spirit to help you know what to do. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Every head bowed. Father, look at us. Look at this sweet congregation. If there be one man or one woman or three men or 10 women, I don't know, that says I need to load myself of these benefits. I want all the benefits I can have. I'll tell you what, church, I just don't ever want to go to heaven and see a big old warehouse full of stuff and say, what's that? And Jesus say, oh, those belong to you, but you never received them on earth. You were busy whining and complaining, murmuring about life. You could have had them. Anyone here today, you lift your hand, you say, Pastor, I strayed away like your friend did in Nashville, but I need to come back. Man, I'm a lost mess. Anyone? My God, help us, Jesus. Lo soko tu laba. Wonderful, Jesus. Well, bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord. Would you pray with me for just a few minutes? You can either sit at your seat or you can kneel at your seat, make your own altar, or you can come to the front. My pastor used to say, make an altar at your seat. You can do that. But I just want you to get in a place all by yourself where your wife or husband can't hear you, kids. No one can hear you. And just you and Jesus. And you say, Lord, I just receive every benefit in my package. Would you come on? Come on, lower the light just for a minute. Come on, the restrooms will still be open. You don't have to stay long. Just come. It doesn't take you long to meet with the Lord like that. Then go ahead and go home and finish up your prayer time.
Amen. Can somebody say amen? Would you just lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for hearing us today. Thank you for all of your benefits. Go ahead and praise him for what he's done for you and your home, you and your family, you and your life. You're not even the same person you were a few years ago. You don't even look the same. And you know what? We're not even the same today that we're going to be next year. You're not even the same today. You will not be known as you are known now. You'll not be known as you are known now. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, blessings to you all. Thank you for being at Landmark today. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May be gracious to you and give you peace that passes understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy your benefits. God bless.